you aren't being a proper woman, therefore you must be a witch. You must be a witch.
Happy full moon, and welcome to another Full Moon Found. I am so super excited about this one, because this is technically the first missing witch that we have found. Because if you follow us on Instagram, you saw we posted a picture of a poster that a friend of mine in Guelph had spotted. And I'll just read it to you in case you don't follow us on Instagram. So the poster, it's on like a telephone pole, just like back in the day we used to do with our tape. And it says, "Calling all witches. These stupid men in charge have no idea what they are doing, and it's ruining everything." Sorry, I just love it so much. I laugh when I get happy and excited. "Time to take back control." Okay, so I saw this poster. I put it on our Instagram, and I immediately was like, who made this? Do you know this person? # witches of Guelph. We need to find who this witch is and why she or he, or we didn't know, did this. And I feel like a while passed, like maybe a month, maybe 6 weeks, and then we got a DM, like, from your sister.
Yeah, I don't have Instagram, yeah. So I'm just not in the realm.
So without further ado, this is Erica, the witch who made that amazing poster that we all felt so, like, that resonated with all of us so much. Calling all witches. We found you!
I'm found. I'm here.
I can't believe it. I can't believe that we're actually sitting in the same room together, because, plus, not only did you put up this poster in Guelph, which is a whole province away, but you live in Montreal now.
Ah, just a crazy world of coincidences.
Right? So, first, Erica, thank you for putting up your poster. Thank you for doing what you could to assemble the witches of the world.
I'm really glad that people really liked what I did. It's just a spur-of-the-moment craft.
Right. So, okay, spur-of-the-moment, which means you hadn't planned this. Like, so tell me about that day.
I remember I made the poster just, like, one night. And I think I was just really angry about everything in a bit of, like, a man-hating mood, was just unhappy and annoyed at the world, and just, like, pulled out my markers and made this poster that had kind of been, like, in my head. I think this, like, calling all witches thing was just kind of drifting around. And then I was like, I actually want to say it. I'm just going to write it down. And I made photocopies, like, at my dad's office the next day. I was supposed to be in there, like, doing filing for him, and I just, like, slipped my own thing in there, made some
whatever
copies.
Whatever resources you got.
And just taped them up. Yeah.
How many did you put up?
Not very many. I want to say, like, between 5 and 10. Like, really not very many.
And so why, are you a witch? Why calling all witches?
Why witches? I think I was just kind of really looking for, like, the woman who represents power, who I guess to me is, like, a witch, because she's kind of, like, almighty and also working below the surface. So, like, there's power, but it's not this huge force. It's not, like, oppressive in any sort of way, but it's super impactful. So I was kind of like, I want those people in the world to, like, get back into control, because I'm not happy with the way things are shaping up.
Yes, because it's funny that you mentioned, like, we talk about our power as witches a lot, and we talk about oppressive power, but we haven't really unpacked this word power too much.
Yeah.
So can you, like, talk more about, like, this power versus that power?
I feel like in my head, witch power is, like, the power that's really below the surface, that's, like, addressing the individual and really, like, underneath what we recognize as, like, rules or laws or what we're taught we should be doing.
Status quo type
stuff. Yeah, all of this stuff. Like, it's not normalcy at all. It's, like, the thing that is underneath it that's, like, pushing uprisings, that's, like, encouraging people to think outside the box and kind of rebel in even just the smallest ways, mm-hmm. that's like the witch power that I imagine.
Yeah, we don't want to exert an oppressive power. That's no. kind of counter to
what. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, for me anyway, again, there are witches out there who are like, no, I'm an agent of chaos. I'm an agent of karma and whatever. If you can take that on, amazing.
It's so cool.
But
yeah.
most of us are a little more like, you know, do as you will, harm none.
Yes.
You know. So what's your practice like? Do you read tarot cards? Do you, like, what's your, like, witchy...
I think, like, I do have tarot cards. My friends and I, like, read tarot at New Year's Eve and just, like, try to, not predict, but a little bit get into what the energy of the new year will be.
I love that. It's like a New Year's Eve
practice. Yeah, I've always been imagining, like, in my head, New Year's should be, like, baptisms of wine in the woods and, like, a big fire... And I've been, like, trying to plan this for years, but can't just, like, have big fires in the city. Like, it's not allowed.
Hey, that's why I moved to the woods. Like,
I need to get to the woods.
Like, well, you can come to my house anytime.
I would love that.
But part of the... Because I grew up in an old house that had a fireplace.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, like, I was, like, a little pyro when I was a kid. I would just burn everything, you know, because I had a safe place to do that. I wasn't, like, setting the garden shed on fire. I wasn't being destructive. Mm-hmm. I was just playing with this force, you know?
Yeah.
And that legitimately was part of the reason that I wanted to leave the city and go out to the woods is so that I could have a bonfire if I wanted to, so that I could have a fireplace, because they've outlawed fireplaces now in the city, like...
Oh, man.
Like, wood burning. Yeah, you know? You can do gas and all So, yeah, fire to me is, like, a huge...
No, me too. And definitely that whole sense of, like, get back to the woods. Like, when I get panicky about the world, I, like, need to go camping. Like, this summer before I, like, moved to Montreal, started university, I, like, just took 4 days and went to Newfoundland and, like, slept in the woods for a few days to just feel better. Yeah.
Even you weren't scared.
I was scared, but I was really glad that I was scared. Because I think when you, at least for me, I get, like, too confident in myself and I'm not afraid of the world that I live in. And it was good for me to, like, be in the woods alone at night and be afraid of bears or monsters or the wind or just...
See, like, I'm the opposite. I have, like, a general anxiety disorder. So my whole thing is, like, be afraid and do it anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I'm constantly afraid, but either I just stay in bed for the rest of my life or I be afraid and I do it anyway.
Oh, no, I, like, have that written down on my phone. Be afraid and do it anyways.
Oh, amazing.
And I'm always trying to scare myself because I get too comfortable and then life is so boring and monotonous if you're not afraid. Yeah. So... I think, like, the wilderness and this whole idea of, like, Mother Earth is something I'm obsessed with, and I love it, and it, like, horrifies me in the best way. Like, I always just want to get into it because, like, there is a power that is, like, truly beyond the world that I live in. Like, I live in such a little small bubble of school and Montreal and, like, my friends, and I never want to forget, like, how... incredibly impactful it is to be, like, sitting by the ocean and just thinking, like, I could be stressed about anything I want to, but the ocean is, like, always roaring and it's never gonna stop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, always something I want to remember.
Do you remember the first time you saw the ocean?
No.
I do.
I wish I did.
Because I was, like, 12. I didn't see the ocean until I was, like, old enough to be forming memories.
Yes.
And I stood there. There are no words to describe seeing the ocean for the first time. Putting your feet and just whoosh.
Yeah.
Whoosh, like the noise and the visceral feeling of the water and the salt and your
the air
and
the
air and the
is amazing.
And just as far as you can see, there's nothing but ocean. And you know, like, it looks like one thing. Again, this is, like, a great metaphor for humanity too.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's an uncountable number of drops. Right? And this is humanity, too. We are an uncountable number of drops, but we're one ocean.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like the ocean is so just, like, a thing in my head where, like, I'm always like, I need to go to the sea because she holds all the answers and I'm, like, forgetting them.
Yeah, she has all the answers if we are willing to listen, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's go back to postering
Okay.
How, like, what did you choose your poles? Was it, like, the closest one to your dad's office?
I did put one directly outside my dad's office. It was also kind of funny because I just, like, made this little poster and put it up. and kind of thought, like, I wonder if anyone will see this. And I didn't tell anyone. Like, I didn't tell my best friend. I didn't tell my sisters or anything.
Not even your besties?
No. And it was, I think the most hilarious thing for me is I put them up one night, and the next day my sister came home and she had a picture and she was like, did you do this? And I was like, what? No, like, that wasn't me. She was like, I was downtown with my friends and I saw this poster and was like, that is Erica's handwriting and that is so something Erica would do. And I was like, it didn't even last 24 hours of secrecy before she knew that I was the one who made these posters and put them up.
Sometimes we just can't be the woman of mystery.
No, I mean, I tried, but people know me too well.
So your poster is like a call to action, but it's not specific. There's no, like, tear away with a phone number. No. You're not trying to, like, sell us your life coaching with, like, a website. No. You know, like, there's... So again, like I say, like, it's a call to action, but, like, a very open-ended call to action. So what were you hoping someone who saw this poster would then go and do?
I think I really just wanted people to look at it and be like... I mean, the news that we get always is super depressing, and if you're out there living in the world, you will see the things that are upsetting.
Mm-hmm. One of my friends always says, if you're not angry, you're not paying attention.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, every day I go to school and I walk out of class and I'm like, oh my god, I hate this. Everything I learn just makes me more upset.
Mm-hmm.
But also I feel like it's so easy to feel so incredibly helpless and like, well, now I know that people are starving everywhere, but what can I do? Like, I can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I really wanted it to be was just so that people can remember that everyone, like, has the opportunity and has the potential to take control. And that is so open-ended. Like, take control of yourself. Take control of your place in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, little actions, that's what builds up. Like, from the bottom up, that's how we make change.
Yes.
And make an impact and make a difference. And that's how we see things happen. Like, all these movements, like, it starts with one person who says, actually, it really annoys me that whatever, the grocery store, they always give me a plastic bag. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to start saying no more plastic bags.
Yeah.
And then slowly, like, it builds up and then you have more control over, even if it's just that one little part of your life.
Yeah.
But, like, it's important to remember that we can take control.
Yes, that we have agency in our own lives.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And that,
go ahead.
Even that there are, like, these big men in charge, like, they're not in charge of you, and you can actually, like, get up there and overrule.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think part of what made me feel like a natural witch, I'm using air quotes here, if you're listening and you can't see me, like Erica can see me sitting across from me, is this this idea of recognizing that the status quo is baloney.
Yeah.
That the laws of physics, like, we have to respect gravity.
Yeah.
We do not have to respect a dress code.
Exactly. Everything is a construction.
Yeah. And they're meant to control us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then even when we get, like, a tiny hint of, you know, like, using our clothing as self-expression, for example, this then becomes commodified.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes a capitalist industry where self-expression is then just rendered product.
Yeah.
And we can buy our self-expression instead of, you know, choosing it or creating it or finding it.
Yes.
Especially nowadays when you can just clickety-clack.
Yeah.
And Amazon will bring you your identity in a little box in 2 days.
Yep.
You know? So I think, like you're saying, like, it really, like, looking inward at your own power. You might... It is intimidating. You can't save the world.
No.
Not today.
No.
But you can save the day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or you can make somebody's... I always say, like, smiling at a stranger is an act of magic.
Yeah.
Because it has a rippling effect. Everything we do, for better or for worse, has some kind of rippling effect, right? And even if it is just someone looking at your poster and deciding to make their own poster.
Yeah.
Or deciding to, like, stand up to their, you know, shitty friend.
Yeah.
Or, like, it doesn't have to be this global, you know, thing. Because when we... One of the witches I interviewed said... she said... When you Bettering yourself allows you to be more compassionate toward other people.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a lot to be said for being a role model.
Yes.
Like, going out into the world as a person who believes in themselves.
Absolutely.
And projecting that. Uh-huh. And then people see you and say, well, she believes in herself.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't seem that much different than me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I have power too.
Yeah.
And again, I think that's what your poster is saying. Mm-hmm. Right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, these stupid people don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
But somehow they're allowed to have the control over legislation. Yeah. Or...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And to just remember that it's not like the world falling apart. It's the people who are running the world who are just being reckless.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with our world. Like, yeah. Our planet and our lives.
Mm-hmm. There's something about this just, like, reckless destruction. And it's linked to capitalism, for sure. And it's linked to patriarchy, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's linked to slavery and racism and classism. Uh-huh. And all of these things. And it's almost as if we can put up enough posters,
yeah,
we can somehow just, like, shake the zombie-like acceptance. That,
yeah.
And I think this is why there's so many witches coming out now, because shit is so fucked.
Yeah. I remember I said to someone the other day, like, I don't know if it's just that now is the time that I, like, came to my full understanding of, like, politics in the world, just, like, because of the year I was born, and now I'm, like, old enough to understand it, that it feels like everything's going to shit. Yeah. Or is everything actually going to shit? And they were like, no, I think now is everything is falling apart.
It's, you know, I grew up in the 80s, and so we were environmentalists, like,
yeah,
proto, you know, we had Greenpeace since, you know, 70s and before. There have always been environmentalists.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're at a point where people younger than me, especially, because I don't have children.
Uh-huh.
And I'm of a certain age.
Uh-huh.
So if I wanted to, I could kick up my feet and say, just fiddle while Rome burns, you know? Like, mm-hmm, I've got no,
yeah,
no stake in the game at this point.
Right.
But, like, I'm looking around at people, you know, 20 years younger than me who are adults.
Yeah.
Who are contending with the fact that they might not be able to breathe the air in 50 years.
Yeah.
That there will be... The oceans will be dead.
It's
that, like, literal, like, Armageddon is... It's
panic-inducing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think there is, like, a new word that's called, like, eco...
Ecological grief.
Thank you.
Yes.
So
I have it.
I mean, you know, this is a hypothetical question, but if you have an answer for it, I would love to hear it. Like, how do you conjure power in the face of such lack of care?
Yeah, I mean, that is the question, and I feel like for me that is what my whole life is searching for. Like how do you maintain faith in change and in potential when this is the world that I live in, where it seems like nothing is changing and it's just getting worse and it's not getting better? And, like, it's overwhelming when you think of the world as a whole. And you're just one person in one part of the world, and there's not really much you could do except for, like, every day live your life just trying to spread positivity. And, like, you know, like the cheesy line, like, be the change you want to see in the world. Like, there's nothing more, at the end of the day, there's nothing more that you can do than be the person that you wish everyone was.
Yes.
And that's how, like, things happen, the ripple effect.
Yes, and this doesn't necessarily just mean, like, paste on a smile and go around smiling all the time. Like, you are entitled to your fury.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anger gets shit done.
Yes.
Anger makes change.
Uh-huh.
But, so to me, I like to make a distinction between, like, a positive mental attitude and, like, no bad vibes.
Yeah,
bad,
yeah,
vibes,
yeah. No,
language,
no.
I talk about all the time as such, because you have to be angry if you want to make a change.
Yeah.
Nobody who's comfortable and happy is gonna do anything.
Yeah. No, because if you're content, then why would you want change?
No, everything's great. And uh-huh, this happens a lot. We see, like, oh, what was her name? I spit on her grave. Phyllis Schlafly.
Mm-hmm.
Was a woman who, during the ERA, like the Equal Rights Amendment that,
yeah,
was happening in, like, second, third-ish wave feminism.
Uh-huh.
And she was a rich,
mm-hmm,
housewife,
mm-hmm,
who thought that if the ERA went through, she would have to get a job. Yeah. And therefore, she campaigned against the Equal Rights Amendment because she believed that it was going to fuck up her privilege.
Yeah.
And I don't even know where I'm going with this because I'm just like, oh.
Can't believe it.
And I get it. I mean, like, I'm not out there chaining myself to a, you know, I'm not out there getting arrested.
Yeah.
Not today. I hope not to, you know. And again, because of my privilege, because I don't want to lose my passport.
Yeah.
Because I want to travel.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of people who are comfortable, like you say, they don't, change is the last thing they want to affect.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I think it's, like, really important also to remember that, like you said, like, I am the luckiest person on this planet, like, demographically. Seriously, like, I couldn't ask for anything more. But I think it's super important to remember that, like, there are all these levels of life and levels in the world and all different systems working against all these different people that, like, collectively are suppressing all of the positive action that could be happening. And I remember there's this quote that I read in one of my like class readings from these women who were imprisoned in Paris in 1851 for like being outspoken feminists. And they wrote a letter to American suffragettes to be like, have courage. And it said something like, the chains of the scaffold, the church, the slave, the worker, and the patriarchy must all be broken simultaneously if the kingdom of equality and justice shall ever be realized on earth, which, like, was amazing when I read it.
Yeah.
And they just put so simply, like, we can't move forward if we're not recognizing everything. Like, all the chains need to be broken if we want the change to happen. Mm-hmm. So you can't just be like, oh, well, I don't feel like the patriarchy's real, so I'm going to kick back and pretend it's all okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's not all okay.
Yeah.
And everything needs to change.
Yeah, and I really relate to this. Like, all the chains need to be broken at once. There was Susan B. Anthony.
Mm.
She's obviously, you know, a very famous suffragette, but she has taken a lot of heat in contemporary discourse because of her, like, racist things that she said. And it's... But it was reactionary for her.
Yeah.
I'm not defending anything that she said, but I will defend her position to a degree, which is that what she was looking at was that black men were going to be given the vote before white women.
Right.
And so her reaction came off and was racist.
Yeah.
Because she was like, well, wait a minute. Are you saying that this is better than this? And so until all the chains are broken, none of us can be free, right?
Yeah.
Like if someone else is being oppressed and your way of changing that oppression is just to lift yourself above them and just become the new oppressor.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
That doesn't work for
me. That's not freedom.
No.
Such a mess.
So tell me again, in an ideal world, what the person who sees your poster is going to go out and do.
I mean, I hope they become the first female prime minister of my lifetime. Mm-hmm. And I want anyone to see that poster. I mean, in my ideal world, women take over all of the positions of power and we just, like, get rid of all these, like, men in charge.
Because, like, you know, you had your chance.
Yeah. And it's not going well. So you're done.
Yeah. Because there's nothing tempering the capitalist drive. You know, we're willing to, like you say, destroy the planet that sustains us.
Yeah.
In order to hoard wealth.
Yeah.
I mean, because the you know, oil barons, they're not trying to get by.
Yeah.
You know, they have more money already than you could even conceive.
Something like
of.
Five men are personally the holders of half the world's wealth.
Yeah.
Like, that is so insane.
That's so insane.
And it just blows my mind that we've just been, like, that's acceptable.
Yeah. And to me, it's like, you know, I'm paycheck to paycheck, you know, I'm not a rich person by any stretch of the imagination. But I still, like, I'm constantly just, like, donating and donating.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, like, lying on my golden bed, yeah, made of golden sheets with golden blankets and golden pillows,
no,
with more money than 100 generations of my family could conceivably,
yes,
spend, and just be cool with that.
No.
Like, how...
And, yeah, like, what is the point of money if you're not... Like, if the point of life is to be happy, and money makes us happier because it buys the things that we want or anything, but, like, how can you be happy if you know that there's all these people in the world who, like, are dying?
Yeah.
And you could potentially... You could really easily, if you put all your extra money that you could never, ever potentially spend...
Like, literal extra money. Yeah. Not, like, our thinking of, like, no, extra, but, like...
Like, so much money. Like, that could actually make the changes that we need for, like, happiness to be equally spread.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I don't know. Like, maybe I'm just, like, existential depressive, but I think about this all the time. Like, you get born by no choice of your own, and it's a lottery, and it's not a fair lottery by any stretch of the imagination, and then you literally just have to grind and grind and grind to make sure that you can eat, that you have a roof over your head.
Yeah.
And I'm, people are like, oh, you're a commie or whatever.
I know.
You shouldn't have to grind to live. If we could figure out a way where you choose whether or not you're going to get born, then fine. You made the decision.
Exactly.
You have to deal with the consequences. But you make no choices. I'm going to say up till you're, what, 6 years old? You don't make a single choice. Really.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Nothing is in your power.
No.
You know? And so... To me, I mean, again, maybe putting women in charge will help. I don't know. There have been a lot of horrible women.
Yeah.
Phyllis Schlafly is an example, you know. We definitely need to smash the patriarchy.
Uh-huh.
I think there are a lot of amazing men out there that can help us do that.
Yes.
If you're listening. Men, honestly, male presenting. The fact is, a man who's not going to listen to me is going to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
If the reason that they're not listening to me is because I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But they are going to listen to you, dude. So you need to say something. Or put up a poster.
Yeah.
Put up a poster in your little Canadian
town.
Yeah, like I like to concentrate on the term patriarchy as opposed to men. I obviously get what you were saying because the men are in charge.
Mm-hmm.
This is just what has happened by force.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see, you know, after the Trump election, one of the good things that happened was that we've seen more women of color running for office.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, when the pendulum swings, it comes back.
Yeah.
And that's what we're crossing our fingers for, right?
Yeah, yeah,
that this
absolutely.
Trump era has just been like an awakening for witches, for dissidents, for angry, angry people who are willing to facilitate change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What does your ideal world look like?
Oh man, I don't even know. I mean, really, it's like just women in charge everywhere. Yeah, it's like my ideal world is like the matriarchy. I would love to see what that is like.
Yeah, like as an experiment.
Yeah, exactly. Like I have like my t-shirt that says like the future is female.
I have one too.
Yeah it's love my t-shirt.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, shouldn't the future be equal? I'm like, okay, yes, it should be, but also the entire history has been male. The entire present is male.
Yeah.
Let's just see what happens when the future is female.
Yeah.
Because like you guys had your turn and I'm not happy with how it is right now. And I'm not saying that like the matriarchy is the answer, but like what would that be like?
I would love to see like a woman of color prime minister in Canada, a woman of color president in the United States, and maybe they'll fuck it up too, but let's give it a shot.
That's exactly how I feel. Like I'm not saying it's the answer to the perfect world, but I want to see what happens because this one isn't doing me. Like to give that one a go.
Yeah. And I would love to see it. Let's cross our fingers. Everyone, cross your fingers at home and think, someday, if I if I can accept my own power and recognize that I have agency, we are now officially together in the same room calling all witches.
Yes.
Embrace your power. Now, if your poster were a manifesto, what else would you have written on it? If you had had 10 pieces of paper.
Oh my gosh. I was actually thinking the other day about how I wanted to like write a manifesto.
Oh, everyone should.
Everyone should. I was like, why haven't I written a manifesto yet? Mm-hmm. I think the main thing that I would want is that, and at least for myself and for myself really, is that I want to be more aware of everything. So I think on my poster, I would want to like enforce that we need to keep educating ourselves. We need to keep talking. We need to keep sharing, learning, writing books, reading books. Like, because really at this point, it's so hard to know where to begin. But like, that is the most important place to begin, is to like educate yourself and just acquire knowledge to understand the system that you're part of. Because you can't smash the patriarchy if you don't know how much the patriarchy has infiltrated your life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what else would I write on the poster? I think I would encourage people to be more self-aware, to kind of really force people to take a look at their own lives and everything that they do and how it impacts the people around them, how it impacts the planet.
I think For better, for worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I would really encourage people to be more mindful of every impact, of every action has an impact. And like, we need to take care of each other. And we really, really need to take care of the planet, because we're like, we are hurting it very, very badly.
Yeah. And like, we need it.
And like, newsflash, we cannot live without this planet.
Yeah.
I think it's dying.
Carl Sagan said something, and I'm going to misquote him here, but something to the effect of like, you can't do any of the things that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't breathe the air or drink the water.
Yeah.
So I think for all of us, you know, we have a lot of politics that are very important to us. But
yes.
I think environmentalism needs to be very, very high priority right now.
I 1,000% agree. Because, I mean, you can fight for, like what I'm saying, like, I can fight for this matriarchy that I've dreamt of up in my brain, but it can't exist if the planet is dying. Like, mm-hmm. if there's nowhere to have this system, and where everything is based, once we go far back enough, on the planet and like natural resources and everything that we gather from it, because we're like, we're a closed cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is coming from here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we can't achieve any of our dreams and successes if we're not taking care of our home, which is the earth.
Yeah.
Everyone's home is the earth.
Mm-hmm. And so what do you say to people who feel helpless?
I would say that I see you. I feel the same way. And it's terrible and scary, and yes. But also, being helpless doesn't do anything. And it's really hard to... It's so hard to not feel helpless. But every little action that you do that you think that will create positive change is being helpful. And, like, everybody has purpose. Everyone has potential. Everyone, like, has the opportunities to make a change, however little that is. And, you know, like, domino effect, it'll snowball, and eventually, like, your little change will make a big change, and it's change after change and change, and then the world evolves and becomes what we actually want it to be.
I can't think of a better way to end, unless you have some one more message, another audio poster to put up on the telephone pole of our little Missing Witches Coven space here.
I would say, never stop being angry. Never stop continuing to educate yourself. Never be quiet. Continue to speak every little thing that's on your mind that upsets you. Just say it. Doesn't have to be like correct. Doesn't. I think what annoys me is, every time that you try to talk about gender equality or the climate crisis, it becomes an argument, and it has to be based in fact. Facts are obviously important, but if it's making you feel that way, then it's justifiable. Like, if something is making you feel something, just an emotion, like, speak your emotions, because they matter.
Mm-hmm. And our emotions create our ethics.
Exactly.
So...
Yeah. I would say, like, Again, never stop the fight.
Yeah, I think this is part of patriarchy, this like, yes. fact-based society.
Yeah.
Because facts are really only half the story.
And exactly. Even then, like, personal experiences and personal knowledge, I think, is really the most important. Because I can't argue with how you feel, but I know how I feel. And mm-hmm. that's all that matters to me, is how I feel. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, never stop voicing your opinions and how you feel. And I'm not going to say don't be afraid, but I'm going to say acknowledge your fear. Be afraid and do it anyways.
Yeah. Because like you said, like fear can save our lives.
Yes.
You know, you need to be afraid. You see the tiger, you run.
Yes. Yeah. You should be afraid about the state of things.
Yeah, we should be afraid. But we also have power beyond our imagination, yes. right? And we can make changes. Thank you so much, Erica, for putting up that poster and for having a family that's willing to slide into the DMs yeah. of a weird stranger. Let us know you're aware of it.
Yes. Somebody's scouting the world for
yeah,
me.
I'm so glad that we found our first actual missing witch, and I couldn't be happier than
Thank
I
you
am right
so
now.
So much for having me. Thank you so much. And for giving me a platform to just say it again.
And someday you'll come and have a fire at my place in the woods.
I would love that.
Now wish our listeners a happy full moon.
Happy full moon. I didn't even know it was a full moon. That's exciting.
It's not, but it's going to be when this is on.
Okay. happy full moon.